Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and had a restful afternoon and ready for a big service tonight. Just praise the Lord. I just want to go ahead and get started. We're going to just thank God. I just got to say something real quick.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Just praise God. Just love the Lord this evening. As we prepare, and I just, you know, as we've been in prayer, we just want to turn all everything off. Just release everything. Anyone that's distracting you in any situations, and just release to the Lord and just be ready to worship Him. If you have a prayer request tonight, just show by the raising of your hand. God
Lord
sees
Jesus,
and knows each and every
Lord.
One. Brother Chris, would you lead us in opening prayer, please? Yes, Lord.
Represented here tonight, both those that are spoken and unspoken, Father God. Lord, we know that you're able to answer these, Father God, according to your will, Father.
Yes.
So that's what we pray, Father, according to your will. Not all of us, but your will be done, Father God. Lord, have your will and your way in this service, Father God. We ask you to move in a mighty way.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Praise
yes,
and
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God. Trying to be a little cute tonight, but I want to say this. Out of all the text and everything going on, I just want to welcome y'all to Super Sunday 2021. And I'm going to tell you who wins.
Yes.
Amen. And that's Jesus Christ.
That's
Amen.
Right.
King of kings, Lord of lords, host of hosts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nowhere better than to gather than the house of the Lord. While you're standing, turn to page 390. There's power in the blood.
Wonderful power.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. I'm excited when I get here in the choirs, been practicing in the praise team, getting ready to turn it over to them to worship and just thank the Lord for His many, many blessings. Praise God. Also, on the announcements, don't forget Ida Bell will be meeting Tuesday night, 6 p.m. over in the Curtis Center, and all the different ministries that we have got going out of the church. We just thank the Lord for that. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please?
Lord, thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God here this morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Y'all pray hard for me. This strains me to sing the song. I love it, and I love singing with Sister Linda, but ooh, it strains me. Pray for me.
She does so good.
Yes.
Ready?
What key?
A flat. Nothing behind me, all the pleasures I used to love have all faded from view. There's a new day ahead for me, all my heartache is over, for I left them at Calvary, where my gave you a broken dream, full of sorrow and fear. Turn around, don't look back again. Face that new day before you. Place your heartache in Jesus' hand, for He can mend broken dreams.
All made new.
We do.
all creation groaning is a new creation coming is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst is it good that we remind ourselves of this is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Blessing and honor and glory, is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us? He does. Does the Spirit move among us? He does. And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? He does. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is faith and truth and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave.
From every people and tribe, every nation and God to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this?
Jesus, living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have changed. You changed the world. The moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave a heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Down in history.
As another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
It's all I ever wanted.
I stay home, forget my name. Well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Like this, the battle's not mine.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody said anything, but since about January 8th, I've been stumbling around like a drunk. It's because I have vertigo that won't go away. And tomorrow, I actually am having therapy for vertigo. If you can believe that. I said, you're going to teach me how to walk without being on the boat. But I appreciate your prayers and everything you, all the calls and stuff. I just wanted you to be in prayer for me tomorrow as I do my first therapy. The battle's not mine. Y'all pray. Worship with us.
The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do.
and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Little David, oh so small. Just too high, poor little David. So he shook off all of his load, for with the power of God he was clothed. He said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Hallelujah. Now, little David, unafraid, before the giant he stood that day. Seems to be the end for little David. Just like the lion and the bear he stood. Oh, Goliath will come down too, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Now, little David, he stood tall. Now Goliath seems so small. Sweet victory had rang for little David, 'cause he gave the battle to one. With a record for getting things done, he said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's mine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see.
He's thankful that the battle belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
Well, why don't we give it to
him? Amen.
So many times. Amen. We believe that, but we hold on to it. I have to say, oh, man. Amen. I want to read something to you tonight. This morning when we came into the Sunday school class and back opening up the church, one of the fine police officers from Villarreca stopped by and dropped this off. And I'll just read it because it's pretty much self-explanatory. And it's asking for the help of the churches here in the city of Villarreca and in the surrounding areas. It says, as fellow stakeholders within our community, the police department would welcome the opportunity to discuss ways in which we may partner together to address a need within the city. Patrol officers and citizens alike have seen an increase in needy families and individuals in recent months. Homeless camps, individuals living in cars, and people soliciting for food and money are no longer issues isolated to metropolitan areas. If your organization would be interested in exploring possible solutions and sharing ideas for helping those in need, we would like to meet with you. We would be interested in learning about any programs offered by your organization that could be utilized to assist these individuals. We would also be interested in understanding your willingness to work together on new programs that may result from this discussion. Together we can make a difference. And I wanted to just to read that to the church. If you, in fact, do have any ideas, or if you would like to volunteer and help out in any way, please contact me, and we will in turn contact the police department and to let them know. I just was kind of thinking of some ideas this morning, and that's what they need. They need a lot of people together, brainstorming, getting some ideas out. Some may be impossible, but others may be conceivable that we could get together. And, you know, as we unite, we can address these certain situations. Then it won't be such a heavy burden on one or two individual churches. So if we unite together, and if there's ever a time the churches need to come together, it's a day and hour that you and I are living in. So think about that if you would. Amen. Let's do it. Amen. How many ever felt like you had a heavy load to carry? Well, you'll be all right when you touch Calvary. Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. And don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know where all my load will lighten, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of reach out.
Heritage Calvary. If you slip his nail-scarred hands into my hands, we'll be all right soon as we touch Calvary. Thank God for Calvary.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good to have you with us tonight.
Amen.
We appreciate you being here. Man, I don't know whether I preached too hard or preached too good or preached too bad this morning. We don't have near the folks that we had this morning, but we're glad you're here, and we're certainly glad the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. If you have your Bibles, just for a little while, we want to go to the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Love the book of Isaiah. It is so telling, amen, the things that prophesied by that great and wonderful prophet used by God. In the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah, beginning with verse number 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your word. How thankful we are for those who have gathered here tonight. Father, I pray your anointing. I pray, God, that you would just rest upon each and every one of us tonight with your anointing power. Father, I pray, God, that you would touch and anoint. Lord, just heal those that are broken. Father, I pray tonight that you would use these lips of clay. God, just speak to us. Speak to us that you would have us to hear, that we would be submissive and obedient. Father, our hearts go out to those who are suffering tonight. Many are sick. Many are afflicted. But, Father, also our heart goes out to the millions, Lord, who are lost and undone in this world. I pray revival spirit would awaken them. I pray revival spirit would awaken our nation. God, I pray that you would prick and convict hearts to bring them to an altar of repentance before it's everlasting too late. And, Father, we'll look to you to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' sweet name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise if you would. You may be seated. Amen. Message title tonight would be simply A Live Coal. A Live Coal. I want to begin with talking about what has just transpired. The Bible starts chapter number 6 in an unusual way. It says, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. It was not unusual for God to speak to Isaiah in dreams and in visions. But I think the timing of this particular vision was very unique and also very prophetic. We understand that the nation of Israel had been somewhat successful under the kingship of Uzziah. Many historians classify Uzziah as a great king.
In fact, many would agree that he was one of the greatest kings of Israel. He reigned for 52 years. The Bible historians tell us that he battled Philistines, tore down their cities, and his fame grew throughout the land. The children of Israel were really impressed with his kingship, and they adored him and lifted him up in a way that almost put him in a godly position. He built many cities and towers in and around Jerusalem. He was also instrumental in raising an army of over 307,000 mighty warriors. The Bible tells us that his fame grew all around the land, even as far away as Egypt. But he became proud and sinned against God. And in his latter years, he was struck down with leprosy and died a leper. And we find that God chose this time to speak to Isaiah through a vision that he was about to restore Jerusalem, and he was about to turn the children of Israel back unto him. And I thought about this, and I thought about how God has used many people in the Bible times, and how he has raised up great warriors. He's raised up great kings. But many, many times, we talked about Saul this morning, but many, many times, they could not handle the notoriety. And here we find that Uzziah became proud of himself, proud of what he was able to accomplish, and looked around at all the wonderful things that had happened under the mighty hand of God and began to take credit for that. But God wanted to move for Israel. And I thought how unique it was and how ironic it is that maybe in the nations today, many people look toward people or toward men to be able to raise a nation up, or to be able to place honor and fame on that particular person rather than looking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Great I Am and the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So God chose this time to give Isaiah a vision. Isaiah said he looked and he saw the seraphims. And the history tells us the definition basically that is applied to a seraphim, which is an angel. It is a fiery or burning angel, or fiery or burning spirit. And the seraphim came, and he took a coal from the altar. And understand that no man was supposed to touch the altar. But he took the golden tongs, and he picked up a fiery coal. And the Bible says that in this vision, he took it, and he placed it on the lips of Isaiah. And Isaiah was confessing that he was a man of unclean lips, and he was not worthy of this. But the angels, according to the word of God, was able to take that fiery coal and place it on the lips of common man, and by other words, purging him and cleansing him in a type and shadow of what happens to us when we come to an altar of confession, when we all come to an altar of repentance. Amen. We're not worthy. We're not worthy of God's grace. We're not worthy of God's mercy. In our life, there's been so many things that happen, but when we touch that fiery coal, symbolic of the power of the Holy Ghost that comes to us and begins to infiltrate our spirit and begins to wash away all things, old things, amen, and all things are become new. And we're so thankful that that power of God is able to purge out that inner man, or purge out that part that was unholy, and fill it, amen, with that fire from heaven and fire from the altar. And I begin to think, and then he asked, who is willing to go, basically, or who can I send? And Isaiah spoke up in the vision and said, here am I, send me. I began to ask the Lord, where is that message for the church today? What is the meaning for that message? Is it still applicable to us today? Can we still apply that same concept of the coal, the fire that never burns out? You know, most fires don't start in an internal combustion. I know that sometimes they are, but many, many fires start from one little spark or one hot coal. We have used those coals at the camp before, and when we cover up those logs that burn, they burn down, and it looks like the fire is gone. But when we stir them up, there's some hot coals under there. And with those hot coals, we're able to put wood on the fire that ordinarily would not burn, but because the coals are hot and there's energy there and there's some power there, they soon ignite the rest of those logs. And I believe that God was speaking to Isaiah and said, if ever a time that Israel needed to be revived, it was the day and the hour. Why? Because for 52 years, they had placed their faith in man. For 52 years, they had looked at man to make things better for them. God was not getting the honor. God was not getting the glory. God was not being lifted up. And I said, Lord, that is a type and shadow of what's happening in the world today. Too long we have looked at man. Too long we have lifted up man. Too long we have looked for some man to come along and fix the things. And let me tell you, folks, whether this church or the surrounding churches have forgotten God, there's a lot of churches and organizations today that are looking past God and looking for some man to fix what is going on in the world today. And I believe God's about ready to send a fiery coal. I believe God's about ready to start a revival fire. But God needs somebody. And I said, Lord, is that the message that we need tonight? We know your power is real. We know that fire is a consuming fire. We know that fire is a fire that never goes out. Let me tell you something, folks. The Spirit of God doesn't rise and fail as we come to church. The power of God that was here this morning is still here tonight. It just needs somebody to say, here am I. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Let me be the one that places that fiery coal on these lips and begins to glorify and praise you. Too many times we're looking to the ministry. Too many times we're looking to the choir. Too many times we're looking to evangelists. But you know what? We need somebody to step up in the church and say, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I. Use me. Start that work in me and let that fire spread. I believe with all of my heart that people today need to hear the Word of God. I am truly amazed when I begin to talk to people how very little they know about the Word of God. Thank God for, if you've been raised in church, thank God for a Sunday school teacher. Thank God for a church that preaches the Word of God. And thank God for those saints who read the Word of God. But I'm alarmed when I begin to talk to just everyday people how very little they know about the Word of God. They act so surprised when you tell them Scripture. They act so surprised when you say this is Bible prophecy being fulfilled in the very hour. And I think, has the church failed? Has the church failed our community? Has the church failed those that live around us? We need to let them understand that the Word of God is the menu. The Word of God, amen, is what needs to lead them to an altar of repentance. But we need volunteers. Amen. We need willing vessels, as Isaiah was a willing vessel. Amen. As he saw this vision transpiring right before his very eyes, God had a reason. Nothing more than a type and shadow of what is to come. Amen. At that great time when Jesus Christ himself bled and died on the cross of Calvary, you remember what happened. And we talk about it so often. But folks, we never ever want to take what mighty miracle transformed that day for granted, because that veil was torn. Do you understand the reason that that veil was torn? So that we can come boldly to the altar of God. We can go where only the priest once was able to go. We have access to the holiest of holies. We have access to a fiery God, a wonderful God, amen, that can purge our very soul, that can change our, transform ourselves, amen, into the vile sinner that we was, and wash us clean with the blood, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Here am I. That takes a lot, amen, to be able to say that. Lord, can you use me in some manner, in some way? But you know what? The first thing was the fire had to touch his lips. The fire had to be in there. Lord, I pray for a revival fire. I pray for a fire that will start here in this church and begin to spread all over the land. Folks, if ever there was a time that we needed to talk about the Lord, it is the day and hour that certainly we're living in right now. I believe with all of my heart, things are drawing to a close. When sinners come up and tell you that we don't believe the world's going to stand much longer, and we pass that off and we say, yeah, I truly believe you're right, but how many of us follow that up? Are you born again? Have you come to an altar of repentance? Have you asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? It's going to take, amen, one of those hot coals to get that fire started. Somebody witnessed to you. Somebody reached out to me. Somebody reached out to each and every one of us and began to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and what it means, amen, to have a personal relationship with the Lord. I know many times we grow weary. I confessed to Penny this morning. I said, I was so weary. I'm almost ashamed of myself. I was so weary. I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on it. I just couldn't understand. But it was, I told her, I said, I do not even, and I told her this later, I did not even have the desire to come to church this morning. And I began to pray unto the Lord. I said, Lord, am I washed up? Lord, I just need you to touch me. I need you to strengthen me. And you know, he put this message. He put this coal. Amen. He put this coal and he said, no, the fire has not gone out. Glory to God. And the fire has not gone out in the ministry. And the fire has not gone out in the church. And the fire has not gone out in revival. And the fire doesn't need to go out in us. It just needs somebody, amen, to touch it. Take somebody to take it, amen, and ignite somebody else, amen. You know what? Fire is contagious. Glory to God. If we'll just take the fire, that coal, amen, and begin to place it on our lips spiritually. Lord, create within me a burning desire, not only to be pleasing unto you, but to carry your message, the message of the cross. Man, I love feel-good messages. And I love inspirational messages. And I love messages that talks about lifting us up out of the miry pit of sin. But you know what? Today is the day we need to preach the message of the cross. Amen? Because the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that covers the sin of man. And people are looking for a convenient way. And they're looking for an easy way. And unfortunately, people are telling them, it's all right. Just come put your name on a roll book. That's not what the Bible says. It says you must be born again. Amen. God is not going to change His plan to make it any more convenient for anybody. Amen. We still takes the fire of the Lord. Amen. It still takes that anointing power of God to rest upon somebody, some willing vessel. And that willing vessel, who would it be? Also, I heard the voice of heaven. Or the voice of the Lord saying, rather, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Would we have anybody willing to say, Lord, here am I, send me? And if we're willing to say that, are we willing to take the fire, the hot coal, the live coal? Alive, that coal is not dead, it's live. There's energy there, there's fire there. And there's so much possibility in that live coal. Sitting dormant and lying by itself, it'll soon fizzle out. But you put it with more wood, and sooner or later there's going to be a combustion. There's going to be a fire that started. We need to start a fire in Villarica. We need to start a fire in this community. We need to start a fire around the people that live in this area, wherever it is. It doesn't matter. Amen. If they're lost, they need Jesus Christ. Amen. And who's going to do it? Who am I? Here am I, Lord. Send me. Here am I. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to be that dedicated? Are we willing to be that committed to the word of the Lord? God chose this time because Israel needed the Spirit of the Lord to revive them. They had grown complacent. They had grown dependent on man. And they'd grown quite comfortable, really, because the 52-year reign of Uzziah had been very, very productive. And they grew a little bit complacent and satisfied. And we see that in a type and shadow of the church today. We've been blessed over the years. But have we got or forgotten, amen, that we need to be missionaries for God? We need to be ambassadors for Christ and take the word, amen, to the lost and to the dying. I know that we've passed out tracts, and I know that we're trying to reach and contact folks. But folks, just reading that little thing from the police department, it talks about homeless people, people sleeping in their cars. Penny pointed out to me a couple of camps that I wasn't even aware of in Villarica, where people probably tonight in this cold are sleeping there. And our heart goes out to them, but does our heart go out to their soul? I mean, we can feed them, we can clothe them, but we need to let them know about Jesus Christ. And we need to let them know that the Lord died for them as well as us. I don't know. I don't know. I'm asking the Lord, what do we need to do? What else do we need to do? You know, if we wait on them to come to church, we're going to miss out. Because many of them are probably not going to come to church. But do we have anybody willing to say, Lord, here am I. Let me witness to them. You know, and I think the timing of this particular thing is very, very good. I don't think God does anything by coincidences. I think this would be an excellent opportunity. Because as we possibly join together with these other churches and with this organization, the fine police officers that we have here in Villarica, not only can we address their physical needs and address those needs that maybe put food in their bellies, but we can also talk about the Lord with them and ask them, are they born again? There's nothing wrong. That's an excellent opportunity, but we need somebody to pick up a coal from the altar and place it in their heart or place it on their lips and say, Lord, you know, I know I'm not worthy to do this and I don't have enough wisdom and knowledge to do this. But you know what? That's exactly who God is looking for. Somebody who can give a personal testimony of what God has done for your life and how He has transformed you and changed you. So I'm going to leave it with you tonight exactly like that, because the Lord is still dealing with me on this situation of what can we do to reach those that are outside the church. You know, we're thankful. This morning was a wonderful time in God. We're thankful for you that come back tonight. And I know very few churches are having church on Sunday night. And I thank God for your commitment and dedication. But as we come and we sing and we praise the Lord and we have our message and we go home, I'm wondering how many people we pass. I'm wondering how many folks that are out there that are lost and undone. The traffic in Villarica is astronomical. And I wonder so many times, Lord, are they saved? Are they ready to meet you? Because I truly believe that the time is drawing really, really near when the Lord is either going to come back or call us away to home. But if we fail too many times to be a witness to so many folks that need the Lord, would their blood be on our hands? It's something that a pastor thinks about, and I'm open for suggestions. I'm open for what can we do to get the word out outside of these walls. And I thank God for you. You people are very dedicated and committed and faithful to us, but, you know, there's a lot of people right now suffering, hurting, and need the word of God. Lord, here am I, send me. Have we got anybody willing? Anybody willing. You know, it doesn't take a lot of effort. It just takes some time, maybe a tract, or just tell somebody that Jesus loves them and that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for them. Could there be somebody in your life this week that you might be able to come in contact with, that you maybe could put a spiritual hot coal, a live coal in their life to turn them to Jesus? What a remarkable thing that would be. This morning, I said, was great and wonderful, but we need souls saved. We need sinners to come to the knowledge of Christ. And it's burning in my heart, burning in my heart. And I don't know really how to get the word out there to them. But if you have suggestions, as I said, and I don't want to be redundant and repetitive, but please share with us. Let's do something to get the word out, because there's a lot of people that need the Lord in their lives. Here am I, Lord. Send me with a live coal to place in the heart and on the lips of somebody tonight who's lost and undone. Amen. Would you stand tonight? Let's just pray and just ask the Lord. Lord, lead us. Give us souls. Give us souls for the harvest. God, give us hungry souls. Lord, help us, God, to be concerned about our fellow man. Help us to be concerned about those out there now who are homeless. Many, Lord, are right now, according to the police, they're sleeping in their cars. Lord, they're sleeping in these little camps. Father, we don't know whether they love you or whether they serve you or not. We don't even know if they know about what repentiveness is and what a born-again experience with you is. Lord, and I pray, God, that you would put a desire upon our heart, God, to reach out to the lost and dying. Help us to remember them in our prayers. God, help us to remember them, Lord, as we come together in a church atmosphere to glorify and to praise you, that we won't lose sight of those who are lost in this world. And Father, we'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' sweet and holy and precious name. Amen. God bless you. If you have a need tonight, please come forward and we'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. And if anybody has that yearning to lead some lost soul, would you just come and stand before this altar? Just kind of as a spiritual way of saying, Lord, I'll take a hot coal from the altar and I'll share it with somebody this week. Is somebody on your heart right now? Is somebody in your mind? Let's just gather here tonight and do that. I just kind of feel like maybe we can do that and say, Lord, put somebody in my life this week. Some hungry soul. Some lost soul. God, we thank you, Lord, that you're a God of blessings unto us. Lord, our heart is heavy tonight. I can't really tell you how heavy my heart is for those who don't know you and those who could die tonight in a lost condition. God, help those who are standing here today be committed, Lord, to spiritually say, here am I, send me. God, send me to someone this week, this time, God, to witness of your love, your grace, and your mercy. God, I pray right now that you would touch each and every one here. God, give them a desire. Give us a desire. Give me a desire, Lord, to be about your business. Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that you would just have your will and way during this upcoming week. Let souls be one. Let souls be one. Hallelujah. Let us see Calvary again. Let us see Jesus on the cross. And let us share that with the lost and dying tonight. Father, we'll give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we're blessed in this house tonight, somewhere, somebody's hurting. Somebody's lost. They don't know Jesus. They may know about Him, but they don't know Him. Let us pray for them. Because let us know, without Him, where would we be? I'm so thankful that we know Jesus. We would be so lost without Him. Without Him, I could do nothing. And without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, I would be drifting like a ship
without a sail. Everybody sing. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away. Jesus, Jesus, without Him, how lost I would be. Sing it again. Without Him, I could do nothing. Without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away. Jesus, Jesus, without Him, how lost I would be. While every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around, would you make that commitment tonight? Here am I. Here am I. Send me. You see, the Lord knows where you are. The Lord knows whether you're willing or not. But when we verbally make that commitment, as Isaiah did, He said, Lord, surely You can use me. And here I am. Send me, Lord, to the lost tribes of Israel. Send me to the nations. Send me to those people. Send me to those I work with. Send me to those who are in my neighborhood. Send me those to my family who are lost, so that I can share the gospel with them, so that they can come to You, Lord Jesus. Here am I. Send me. Praise God. If you've made that commitment, just love the Lord tonight. Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise You,
Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Else to do. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord here in a mighty way, but we will pray with you tonight if you have a need, if you're sick or afflicted or whatever that need may be.
Giving us tonight really hit me hard, because I was running late tonight. Had a dear friend come up to my house tonight. Brother Eddie knows him very well. Don. He lost his older brother early this morning. And he told me, he said, "Jim," he goes, it hurts to know you lose a loved one like that. But he says, "What hurts worse, I don't know where you went. I don't know where you went." And you got to know Don like we do. But it bothered me because, like Don says, I knew he was lost. But what hurts me the most, did I do enough to try to get him on the path of righteousness? And he says, to sit here not knowing where my brother lies tonight is the hardest thing for me to accept. And you know, like Brother Eddie just said, we got to step up. We got to step up. What Brother Eddie just did a while ago, bringing us up, I've got a close person to me that's so lost. And if he was to pass away, if he was to lose him tonight, I know where he would go. Unfortunately, it's not in the glory of God. But it hurts to know. It hurts to know. They're meeting in the pits of hell. That's terrible to think somebody can go there. But they're going to go if they don't know the Lord and Savior. But if you would, please pray for my dear friend Don and his family. He's taking it very hard. But Brother Eddie knows him well, and Sister Penny. But just give him strength and his family strength to deal with this. Unfortunately, it's too late for his brother. But like Don says, I hope I don't let this slip through my fingers again with anyone else. Because he's going to live with this for the rest of his life. And that's a terrible burden for him or any of us. So keep that in our mind and hearts when we're talking to these other folks that are lost. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. And there's so many lives out there in that same situation. Sometimes we take for granted, think that they're maybe all right. Maybe sometimes we know that they don't have a relationship with the Lord and we wait for a convenient time. But now is the time, I believe, with all of my heart, to get the word out. Amen. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. Let's keep this fire burning. Amen. Just one live coal. We're not asking for a consuming fire. Just one live coal. Can you be that one live coal this week? Amen. Well, why don't we just pray right now? Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful, God, for your overwhelming Spirit. God, we thank you, Lord, that you've placed a burden on our heart and on our soul for the lost and dying. God, we thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough, Lord, to send your Son to die on the cross of Calvary. God, that we might experience a born-again relationship with him. But God, we also know that Jesus taught his disciples to go out to the highways and to the hedges and compel them and go to the lost and the dying. Father, I pray that we'll be those life coals tonight
We'll take the gospel to them. We'll do it with love and we'll do it with compassion as Jesus did. Father, rest your spirit upon this church. Equip us, Lord, to be ambassadors for you. Now go with us and keep us safe. Till we meet again, we ask your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. We love you.
Have a wonderful and blessed week. Praise God. Thank you, sweet Jesus.